My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin considers Judaism, suicide, and then discusses comedy. And with all this going on, Pip suggests romance. So listen and enjoy.
Would you love me less if I became a Jew? She goes, it's not your religion I love. It's you, I love. I can see you really want to become a Jew. Am I right? I go, I'm thinking about it. I just want to be happy. I'm tired of clutching my gun, wishing for the strength to apply the pressure that will lead to the loudest noise, followed by the ultimate silence.
Oh, God. We're back there.
All right, before we go into that realm.
Okay.
What do you think of the introducing of Judaism? This is something I feel Joe has kind of wanted for a while.
I think she's warm in her oven.
What do you think, kids?
You're converting.
I'm converting to honesty.
Oh, that's funny.
I think that's funny.
All right. So, yeah, now we're back to suicide.
Back to suicide gang.
She goes, don't say that. Anyway, how is comedy going?
Don't say.
Speaking of which...
I go, I am sorry.
Why do you think I have the gun to my head?
I go, I am sorry. I should not have said this to you. I apologize. I am usually better at keeping these things from you. I apologize for my moment of weakness. Never mind if you do that. You might be gone, but you will inflict an everlasting pain and that I cannot overcome. I go, don't say that. Well, then don't do anything to yourself. Promise me. I go, hon, I can't promise you that. I can promise you will never know, so you can just assume that I lost my computer. I'm caring. It means you're planning on leaving me then?
Ugh.
No, I am not. Stop saying that, stupid. Then promise me, please. It is you who disappears and entertains other men.
Oh!
I don't do that. Why do you say that? Because I'm an asshole. You are hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
I go, you often get confused in our conversations. Your post about loved ones on Facebook, yet I see no other Aretes, and I feel it. Remember her Thanksgiving post?
Yes.
Well, I have friends and family I care about. That's why I send those posts. But you don't have to say I entertain other men. That's offensive.
My word!
It's very offensive.
I go, I don't mean to offend. Sometimes I just feel like there are others is all. I don't need others if you are all I need. If I am arranging to get a phone, if it goes through, we will be talking on a phone so it removes the doubts you have. I go, okay. I'm sorry to upset you. I just feel a distance larger than the ocean between us sometimes.
Nice.
The phone will reduce the distance. So we will feel loved, she says. She's good. This one's good.
Yeah.
I got management.
Yeah.
I hope so. You are so smart.
I got management.
She goes, thanks, hon. How's your comedy going?
Yeah.
Busy. I guess that's good, she says. I am working a lot. I've been approached about various projects, including a book deal. It's good, though. I get exposed to a lot of temptation. Why is that? It's nightclubs, alcohol, and loose women who want to hang with the star.
Oh.
Shut up, Joe. That's not the funniest thing.
And Miss Easton Seaboard.
Seabird. She called that seagull.
She looks like a seagull. With a sash around them.
She goes, the book dealer is a nightclub. What is he doing there? The book dealer is in a nightclub. What's he doing there? I go, oh, no. I thought we were talking about comedy. He found me online. He heard about me. Wants to write a book about my experiences on the road. Maybe another one about love on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Is the deal a good one? Will it benefit you? Could be. I have to write him an overview. I don't know what benefits me anymore. He could pay well, so it would benefit somebody. Do you think a love like we found is common on the internet? Nice. Well, I think it's quite hard to find a love on the internet. I think we were meant to be together, and we also got lucky, she says.
Uh-huh.
She's good.
Yeah.
I go, you're probably right. I go, what are you doing with me? You could do so much better. She goes, I cannot do better without you. I go, I'm a mess. She goes, you are not. I get more of a thrill from cold steel in my hand than the laughs of an adoring crowd.
Ooh.
You really like when I go suicide.
No, I don't.
But you react to that.
I know, but it's creepy.
Is it good?
It's creepy, yeah.
She goes, then I guess comedy's also going well.
I don't understand. She just glosses over all the suicidal ideation. Ugh.
I go, it is, but what I'm saying is I would rather hold my gun than make people laugh. That can't be normal, can it? She goes, it would be if I were a cop, and since you are not, then it means it's not normal.
Ugh.
I go, exactly. I do believe if you are the woman that you have led me to believe you are, then everything will be okay. I will find peace. I will find love. I will do right by you.
Mm.
We will do right by each other, she says. I miss this.
This person has no soul.
What are you talking about? We're in love.
No. I mean, you're thrown out. So many times you've thrown out, here's the opportunity for you to come clean. I have told you that I love you and that I believe you to be a certain person.
Well, she's going
to
repent and it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be better.
She goes, I wish we were together right now. She goes, yeah, me too. I didn't feel this loneliness. I didn't feel this loneliness. I go, exactly. I just yearned to hold you. She goes, that's nice. I go, I should probably stop. She goes, it's okay. Anyhow, how did you come by performing in a nightclub? Hun, if I continue thinking about holding you, I will soon think about other things to do with you in my arms. Nightclubs is what I do for a living. Where did you think I performed, stupid?
No, you didn't. You're right. I forgot. I thought I was talking to Joe.
She goes, okay, it's cool, but I trust you completely. I go, what's cool? My impure thoughts of fun with you or the fact that I work in nightclubs? She goes, the fact that you work in a nightclub does not mean anything. You are just doing your job. I go, agreed. Can I still have impure thoughts about things to do with you? She goes, thoughts are in your head. Then I guess you can still have them.
Mm.
And what happens if I shared them with you? Just a little bit, okay? Now, before I go on, Pip Helix has been pushing me to have fucking internet sex with this scammer.
Hold on.
Yes, we were on the phone, you know. You know it would be really cool?
You know, we were actually on Facebook.
No, we were talking on the phone. I was doing laundry.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But no, what I wanted was this idiot to start saying the stuff that women say to men to try to get them all worked up and say to them, you know, oh, you're so big, you're so great. Because I thought it would be hilarious for her to be doing the sex talk with somebody she's never actually met. And I wanted to push you in that direction.
Well, let's see what happens.
Because it would amuse me.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Awesome.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.